One good way to cut costs fast is to get rid of unwanted property. Or so it seems. The General Services Administration oversees 400 million square feet of office space spread over 9,000 buildings. The Obama administration has been trying mightily to shrink the federal footprint. As part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People, financial management moves front and center as agencies make final assaults on wasted billions, we spoke with Dorothy Robine. She's commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA, and she's unequivocal on a strategy to get that portfolio under control.
We need a civilian BRAC, a civilian base realignment and closure process, if you will. Something that has two key characteristics. One, you have an independent commission that looks at all of the properties that agencies think are excess and decides which ones to get rid of, and then an up or down vote by Congress, all or nothing. But it's remarkably difficult for an agency to close down a particular building. You can see that with the problems that the post office has faced in trying to close individual buildings in individual communities.
And another way for agencies to get greater return on investment, I guess you will, of what they spend is to consolidate and maybe share space more. And that's not been real easy either, has it, to get people to get into that idea?
Well, that's another thing I love to talk about. This was new to me in coming to GSA. GSA is a real leader in this, and the private sector is doing this. They are embracing open office space, collaborative workspace. Mayor Bloomberg in New York has a bullpen. He sits surrounded by his deputy mayors and his chief aides. And not only does it reduce space, but even as important, it promotes the flow of information. I parachuted into GSA 6 months and had a very steep learning curve, and it was helped by the fact that I don't have an office. I have a permanent workstation. I'm 4 feet from my deputy and 8 feet from my chief of staff, and being able to overhear them and listen in on conversations, it just really promotes the flow of information. One of the agencies that has embraced that approach is the FBI. They realized after 9/11 that they were not communicating as much as they should internally or with other agencies, and they have really embraced the need for collaborative workspace. It's one reason we're proposing to create a new FBI headquarters somewhere in the National Capital Region. I think other agencies are excited about that possibility. They see the benefits of that, not just reduced workspace, but increased communication and collaboration. It takes some upfront spending to do that, though, and agencies don't have that. So I think that's been the major impediment to doing that. But we're working with them, and we're making steady progress.
And what about the idea of a database of available space so that agencies could, even on their own, figure out ways to consolidate and get together and share buildings so that they're not both renting large spaces that are half empty? How's that coming along?
The FRPP, Federal Real Property Profile, it's a necessary first step. This was something that the last administration put in place along with the Federal Real Property Council to try to be more systematic about collecting data on and knowing exactly what the entire federal government has in the way of real property. It's something I worked on very hard at DOD. It's remarkably hard to figure out where all of the federal government's property is, what condition it's in, how many people are in it. And so the FRPP, this profile, is the first step toward doing that. We are using that as a tool to try to figure out where we can consolidate leases or move an agency from lease space into own space. I think it's just a first step, though. First of all, we have a ways to go in improving the quality of that data. We don't always know how many people are in a building, for example. There's some security issues around that information, so that's part of the problem. But typically, just having the data is only a first step. We find that we have to go to our local experts in Chicago, in Denver, in Atlanta, and they can say, well, no, you actually can't move them from, you know, the Coast Guard is there because that building is on the water, or the FBI is there because of another reason. And so you have to combine the sheer quantitative data with local human intelligence on what's possible.
Dorothy Robine is the commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA. Congress has been quite stingy in terms of money for maintenance of buildings in the last couple of years. Is that going to cost more in the long run?
Yes, it will. I mean, every homeowner knows that. We all know that if we put off getting that roof repaired, that the ultimate cost is going to be higher. We know that. The National Academy of Sciences actually quantified that several years ago. They said for every dollar of repair and maintenance in a federal building that is foregone, that is put off, it's going to cost about $4 or $5 to fix the problem ultimately. So we know that. It is still a challenge for federal agencies to invest in maintaining their buildings to the degree that they should, or for GSA to make that investment. Part of the problem has been not getting all of the money that goes into our fund, our federal building fund, to spend on that. Congress created something called the Federal Building Fund back in the early 70s to try to address that problem. The agencies pay us rent. The Commerce Department pays us rent every month on the use of the Herbert Hoover Building downtown and other space that they occupy. That goes into a fund, but Congress has to appropriate our use of that fund every year. In the last 3 years, we've not gotten access to all of the money that goes into the Federal Building Fund to use for repair and maintenance. So that set us back. We got some stimulus funding. We did great things with that, but it has been a problem for us not getting access to all of the money in the Federal Building Fund.
And then there's the stop and start problem, which also seems like not a very good way financially to manage construction, because I'm thinking of the DHS headquarters, which kind of lies there half finished.
Yes, that's right. We are turning St. Elizabeth's, the old, beautiful old campus that was the home for the insane, created in the 1800s, Dorothea Dix, beautiful set of buildings that were shuttered several decades ago, and we are in the process of turning St. Elizabeth's into the headquarters for the Department of Homeland Security so that we can consolidate them out of scores of leased buildings that they're in. We put in the infrastructure, so we have invested in the infrastructure out there that will support 14,000 people, but we will only have about 4,000 people for the time being. We have built, and those 4,000 people will be the Coast Guard. We have built a beautiful new headquarters for the Coast Guard, and you may see that as you drive along that. It kind of cascades down the hill. It's a very green, very sustainable building, lots of renewable energy, lots of natural daylight. We're eager to get on with refurbishing the old buildings at St. Elizabeth for the headquarters for DHS and other components of DHS, but we are waiting for the funding from Congress.
So if you could summarize the goals that you have as commissioner for the next couple of years, what would you like to say about federal public buildings 2 years from now?
Well, I would like to say that I hope we will be down the road on right-sizing our portfolio. Right-sizing meaning both getting people into smaller space, greater utilization of that space and more collaborative workspace, and also getting rid of excess property. And then number two, reducing our cost of operating our building. And we talked about the need to repair and maintain them, but we're also doing a lot to make our buildings more energy efficient, because energy is the single biggest cost of operating buildings. So making our buildings more sustainable. And then the third thing I would say is I want to be leveraging private capital. Grade me on those three things: right-sizing, reducing operating costs, leveraging private capital.
Dorothy Robine is commissioner of the Public Building Service at GSA. We'll take a short break, and when we return, Robine details for plans for two landmark properties. One has lost its usefulness. One is in the midst of being reborn. And it's all part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. mornings and afternoons here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. As it contemplates closing, consolidating, and otherwise reducing the federal real estate footprint, the General Services Administration is also dealing with a couple of albatrosses. In part two of our interview with Public Buildings Service Commissioner Dorothy Robine, we asked her about the decrepit FBI building and the urban eyesore that is Federal Triangle South. Robine talked about the FBI headquarters first and some creative ways of dealing with it financially.
We put out an RFI in early December, a request for information, and we didn't limit the mechanisms, but we said one possibility is we are willing to exchange the J. Edgar Hoover building for a new headquarters somewhere in the National Capital Region. The
a swap.
J. Edgar Hoover building, it no longer meets our needs. We can only fit half of the FBI Washington headquarters staff in, and it's a building that no longer serves the FBI's purposes for its aging. It doesn't meet security needs, and it resists. You cannot turn it into collaborative workspace because of the way it was designed. It was designed for secrecy. We got 35 proposals, and there is an active interest on the part of Maryland, Virginia, and the district in being the home to the new headquarters. We're going through those proposals, and we will probably put out an RFP, but that I'm not quite committed to or prepared to say what the next step will be.
Sure, but how would that work? Suppose, just again, hypothetically, District Z, you know, decides that's where you want to go.
Right.
They're outside of D.C. This building is inside. What would a jurisdiction in Maryland or Virginia, for example, do with an FBI building inside the district?
Well, it could work a variety of ways, but, I mean, this could well be a deal between us and a developer. It wouldn't necessarily – we're not if we sell the Hoover building, we wouldn't envision selling it to the District of Columbia. We would envision selling it to a developer. And we are looking to someone who would build – an FBI headquarters, provide an existing building. But it could work a variety of ways. We tried not to limit the opportunities. We wanted people to be as creative as they could be, and they have been. There's been a lot of interest and a lot of creativity.
Let's hope it doesn't become another brewery. That seems what the fate of so many of these old buildings. And what about the Federal Triangle South? I guess we've talked a little bit about that in the past, but how are plans coming there? That's an exciting project.
I think that will contribute to the transformation of that part of the city, which is underway in a number of areas. We put out a request for information in early December. We got back 10 proposals in early February, and strong interest and lots of creativity. Infrastructure is recognition of the importance of the infrastructure piece of it. Lots of moving pieces. We're very, very excited about what we're getting back on that. We're working our way through the proposals, and we'll figure out what the next step, whether probably an RFP, but again, that remains to be seen.
But that whole area is really a long-term type project, like I'm saying,
yes.
20 years or so.
Could be, yes. These things take, could be something one does in phases. It's 8 buildings. It's the Forrestal Complex, the Department of Energy Complex, the 2 FAA buildings, our own regional headquarters, 7th and D Southwest, and the Cotton Annex, which is a former Department of Agriculture building that's been empty for a couple of years. 22 acres of land covers a significant part of the Southwest part of the district. And we want to get better space for federal workers, and doesn't necessarily have to be in the same place. The Department of Energy wants to stay on Independence Avenue, but we have more flexibility with the other agencies, and we want to contribute to the city's and the National Capital Planning Commission's vision for a mixed-use eco-district in that part of the city. We think that will be good for federal workers, and we think we can be good for that vision.
I guess they like that name, energy independence, maybe. That's their goal there.
Hey, that's good.
Dorothy Robine is Commissioner of the Public Buildings Service at the General Services Administration. We're going to post this interview with all of our financial management coverage. It's part of our week-long multimedia series, Rise of the Money People. Financial management moves front and center as agencies make final assaults on wasted billions. That's all at federalnewsradio.com.